How do you approach treatment of hypertension with bevacizumab, particularly in a patient with metastatic disease?
I think the oncology world might very well bring back generics for antihypertensives because most of us have gone through a fellowship afterwards. And although we're aware of antihypertensives, we're not detailed by the hypertension medicine. So we go back to the things we know very well. And we tend to use the beta blockers or the ACE inhibitors. And those are great drugs.
What is your criteria to treat? Do you have a higher bar than, say, theoretically, a patient who doesn't have cancer in terms of how aggressive to be with the hypertension?
Well, somebody on bevacizumab, we have a little bit lower bar to treat. We tend to treat them more aggressively for the hypertension because of this reversible posterior neurologic deficit, reversible RPLS, leukoencephalopathy syndrome.
Can you talk about that?
So this is a syndrome that's rarely seen. However, it can be mistaken for a stroke or a TIA and may have confounded some of the data. The syndrome can include confusion symptoms of a stroke, seizures, or even coma or death. And it's happened rarely, but it's almost always in conjunction with at least some level of hypertension. And treating the hypertension usually leads to the reversibility portion. And it's highly reversible, usually, again, appearing more as a TIA or RIND type of syndrome, where it's short-term and reversible because people treat the hypertension and they come into the hospital. It's usually reversible.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. However, I've recently gotten a report of one that may have come in one of my colleagues outside and initially didn't recognize it because it sounded like a stroke. But now that I've got a little more details of that person's patient, I think that that person may have had it.
How often does it occur?
It's very rare. It's got to be less than 1%. The trials have not reported until you're talking about the fourth or fifth randomized trial before we've even noticed it. By the way, I want to add to the stroke MI risk that there is some data suggesting that if you put the patients on aspirin, it may prevent a lot of that risk.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Baby aspirin?
Yeah, well, most of our patients are already on it. We actually have very good primary care in our area, and most of our patients are on it who are over 65. The high-risk patients are usually have already had it. Anybody who's had a stroke or MI is on aspirin.